The following is a message from Bishop Jeffrey Monforton, Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville.
Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Dear friends, we are all too aware of the divisive and contentious nature of this election season. As your shepherd, I focus on the issues, especially the moral truths. The platform for both political parties has its drawbacks. And it is not breaking news that all who seek political office are in need of redemption by our Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus' teachings guide our very way of life, and he has entrusted the successors of the apostles, namely the bishops, with providing direction in following him. This includes how you and I should vote. Pope Francis instructs in his 2018 apostolic exhortation, Rejoice and be glad, Gaudete et Exultate, that we are called to participate in public life to contribute to the common good. When we vote, we participate in public life. Our Holy Father reminds us there are so many issues to consider, and these also apply when you and I vote. Migration, xenophobia, racism, abortion, global conflict, and care for creation. All of these demand our attention, but not all issues have the same moral weight. However, the threat of abortion remains our preeminent priority because it attacks life itself. This evil takes place within the sanctuary of the family because human lives are destroyed. A procured abortion exploits the mother and is a death sentence to the child. Anyone, a public figure or not, who holds fast to the attitude of being pro-choice, also known as pro-abortion, or remains neutral on the issue, fails Catholic Social Teaching 101. On September 19, 1987, as he was departing the United States, St. John Paul II, in his final address, complimented our nation, but also provided a challenge which I believe should resonate within our minds and hearts when you and I vote. The Pope acknowledged how, if we want equal justice for all and true freedom and lasting peace, we are to defend life, all life, feeding the poor and welcoming refugees, reinforcing the social fabric of our nation, promoting the true advancement of women, securing the rights of minorities, and pursuing disarmament while guaranteeing legitimate defense. St. John Paul went on to say that all of this will succeed, and I quote, only if respect for life and its protection by the law is granted to every human being from conception until natural death. My dear brothers and sisters, every election is a pivotal moment in our country's history, especially when it comes to the respect of all human life. To that end, platforms and issues are front and center in our determination of where our country goes. Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Our Lord is quite direct when it comes to our carrying out his command to love God and neighbor. We do so by enshrining Christian values in our own conduct and in our nation. As a brother bishop of mine once said, the political landscape these days can be quite discouraging. All the more reason for us to engage in transformation of our country, guided by moral principles and pursuit of the common good, especially the most vulnerable. Stay holy, stay healthy, stay safe. Amen.
The preceding message was from Bishop Jeffrey Monforton, Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville.